This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
For you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
This is Cyber Station USA, America's unique online experience. Welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, while we enjoy great jazz. Each week, we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week, we have in the studio drummer Bruce Jackson. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Joan. How are you?
Welcome to Studio 952.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back again.
Thank you. Thank you. We open with Bruce and his band playing Firewater from his CD, Don't Sleep on Your Dreams. This is the second time Bruce is visiting with us. We're going to catch up with all the news since the last time he was here, but right now, enjoy Firewater. Thank you. Welcome back to Studio 952, Bruce Jackson. So nice to hear you playing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, last time you were here, you were working on a degree, right?
I was. Yeah, I was in the middle of grad school, I think, the last time that we got together.
Oh, my gosh. So fill us in. Come on, bring us up to the present.
Okay, well, I finished my graduate degree. So I got a master's degree in jazz studies from William Patterson University, which is really special to me because it's really one of the top jazz schools in the country. And I got to spend a lot of time with some really great people. So it was it's quite an experience.
Like who?
Oh, I got to study with Mulgrew Miller.
Wow.
Yeah, what a treat. He taught me a lot. I got to study with Bill Goodwin, Horace Arnold, a great course with Rich DeRosa, who's now teaching at University in North Texas. Dave Dempsey, who's the coordinator of the department. There's just so many great people. So I really got a lot out of that degree. Yeah, it was a great experience, and I carry a lot of that with me, both in my playing and how I approach teaching.
Okay, so you're teaching now.
I am.
Where?
I'm actually teaching at William Patterson.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You would think somebody with a degree in jazz studies would go into the jazz department. I actually teach a general education course to non-music majors.
That's interesting.
It's a lot of fun. I just finished teaching a course called Understanding Music. It's a real challenge to talk about all different phases of music with people who basically listen to pop music, hip-hop, country music, to get them to listen to things that they wouldn't normally listen to and really understand it is quite a challenge. And it teaches me as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. So how do you approach them listening to jazz?
One of the things that I figured out to do was to really kind of, let's say, pull back on the throttle a little bit, because as jazz artists, we have a tendency to be very passionate about why it's great and what it does. And I just basically put it out there with other kinds of music that they were learning about. So in other words, like, we'd go through classical and we'd go through traditional music and music for mourning. Oh, and here's jazz. And they picked it up right away. I mean, they came up with some analysis that I never would have come up with.
Really?
Yeah. One of the kids, in listening to a Dave Brubeck recording and learning about the recording Timeout, compared Dave Brubeck's emergence onto a predominantly African-American jazz scene to Eminem's dominance in the hip-hop world.
That's interesting.
I never would have thought of that.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting.
And we've done other things, like I've had them listen to Bessie Smith and Amy Winehouse, and they get the connection.
Yeah.
So to see them get that, you know, and not
to see them get it, because actually Bessie Smith brings us to a certain level.
Yeah.
To where Amy Winehouse was.
Right. Because then they go back and they find that Amy Winehouse was really influenced by Donna Washington, who was really influenced by Bessie Smith.
There you go. It does carry on.
Yeah.
It does carry on.
And that's how they get brought around to listening to jazz.
That's interesting. Do you ever expose them to Miles?
They really liked Miles, and I think they really got a sense of, like, the swagger and almost like he was almost like the first hip-hop person, just because of his stance and what he said and how he felt about things. They mm-hmm. really, the thing that really surprised me, they really liked Ornette Coleman.
Wow.
They really liked Ornette. We looked at an internet film by the BBC called 1959, The Year That Changed Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recordings they talked about was the Ornette Coleman recording, The Shape of Jazz to Come. And one of the things that they really noticed was that the creation was so collaborative as opposed to soloist and supporting ensemble. And you would never think that people who listen to Beats and country music would pick up on that.
Would think of that.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Wow. You've come, it's quite a journey then.
It's an eye-opener for them and for me.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, let's listen now to an excerpt from another cut from your CD. This one is called Never Let Me Go.
Thank you.
Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We're here talking with drummer Bruce Jackson. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Joan. How are you?
Oh, that was so nice.
Oh,
you just heard a bit of Never Let Me Go from a CD, Don't Sleep on Your Dreams. Right. Now, you told me you started teaching drums online. How does that work?
Well, I'm doing it. There's a lot of people teaching on Skype, and I thought I would try and do that just in terms of not having to rent office space and being like really accessible to people. But I found a really unique perspective in teaching some of the brush techniques of Philly Joe Jones.
Philly Joe Jones.
Yeah.
Fill me in there first before we go on.
Okay. Philly Joe Jones is probably best known for his work in Miles Davis's first quintet with John Coltrane, Red Garland, Paul Chambers. He was really the fire under that band in terms of igniting the soloist and great solos, but he was a great brush player as well. And a lot of the prestige recordings, you hear a lot of his brush work, and he was really revered for that skill.
Okay, so now you're teaching brush skills online and or just drums online?
Yeah, well, actually, my specialty is teaching brushes, specifically the brush techniques that Philly Joe wrote down. There's a pretty obscure book called Brush Artistry that he wrote in 1968. It's really hard to find. And I have a couple of copies of that book, and I just figured out between the notation and the graphics how to make those techniques work, because it was difficult for a lot of people because there really wasn't the standard notation for brushes. But there's also something that's very unique to my approach, and that is I'm left-handed.
Oh, yeah. So you get the mirror image.
You get the mirror image.
So if somebody's right-handed, then they see the way it's supposed to go.
Right. It's like we're sitting across the table.
Right.
And I'm demonstrating this technique, and it is a mirror image.
And I'm dyslexic, so if you had to tell me left or right, that'd be fine. But if I watched you and I had to mirror you, I'd be great.
Right. And, you know, for me, the challenge would be, okay, take your left hand and be holding up my right hand.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Okay, so how can people get in touch with you to do this?
Okay, well, you can go to my website, which is brucejacksondrumming.com, and there's a tab for online lessons. And I've listed all of the details and the requirements for what you'll need in terms of equipment and how to send payments and our first time together and just, you know, how to get things set up. So any information you need to contact me or what you'll need to get started will be there. I also have on Facebook, I have a page. If you type Brush Lessons Online, there'll be a page that comes up with a little promotional film. So you can see
cool.
What we're talking about.
Brush Lessons Online.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pull out my little drum set.
Well, there you go. Yeah. my hope is that we'll be able to get together and I'll be able to show you and teach you these techniques, whether you're in Hoboken or Helsinki.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, how do you find? Now, do you have a lot of students yet? Did you just start this?
It's in its infancy. I'm still putting content up. So if you like, look in another couple of weeks, I'll probably have some more things up for you to look at. Because I realize that there will be people who are out working professionals who play brushes at a certain level, but there are people who are standing there with these two things in their hands and they don't know where to get started. So there's going to be a little bit of demonstration for everybody.
Oh yeah, that's good. But you do it on Skype, so you have this immediate feedback.
Yeah. It's close to being in the same room as we can get without me getting on a plane or.
Yes. So. No, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I know of people who are teaching guitar like that and saxophone like that.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not? So do you teach also at home? Between your teaching at the college and teaching online, mm-hmm. Do you teach at home as well? Do you have taken private students?
Well, you know, it's funny. All of my teaching right now is online.
Really?
Be it like brush students or my course at William Patterson, because it's an online course.
Oh, so you do the online course as well?
Yeah.
at William Patterson. Right. So old. That's the best of a world at this point.
Well, it is for me. For the students, unfortunately, there are no snow days.
Well, that's true. There are no snow days. A day like this is the best day to catch everybody.
Right.
Right, because we're in New York City right now under a deep freeze.
Yes.
So if you hear this in the summertime, this is when it was recorded. We are under a big, deep freeze right now. Well, let's just start listening to Footprints.
Sure.
And who wrote this?
This is a composition written by Wayne Shorter.
Okay.
And we gave it a little bit of a different treatment than when they played it with Miles Davis. And I'm proud to say that this is my arrangement.
This is your arrangement.
This is my arrangement, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to Footprints. Thank you so much, Bruce, for joining us in the jazz room today.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you again, Jonas.
It was so great to chat with you and learn about Philly Joe Jones. Now, please tell the audience how they can learn more about you and your music, buy your CD, and take lessons online.
Sure. Well, if you go to brucejacksondrumming.com, you'll get information on how to purchase the CD, as well as keep up with me in terms of performance dates and online teaching.
Okay. Bruce Jackson. I got to say this 5 times fast. BruceJacksonDrumming.com. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. You can find me now on Twitter, #@MsJazzKitty, or you can email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you have been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' pages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technologies come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.